Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New
Good evening, Sister Jocelyn.
Well, hello. How are you, Pastor?
I am doing wonderfully well. Let me click on to Sister Gretchen here.
What? Okay.
Hey, Minister Gretchen, how are you?
Hey, going, how's it going? Going good here.
Yes, good evening to both of you ladies. It is such a wonderful welcome pleasure to hear both of your voices.
Amen.
It seems like it's been so long.
I know. Goodness. It feels like a month or two.
Yes, this is Joycelyn.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Good. How you been doing?
I've been doing well, thank you, and yourself.
How you all been doing? Well, also, Sister Gretchen, how you been doing there?
Been doing wonderful. I heard you turned the big 6-0, baby.
I did. Hallelujah.
I did. You look good for 6.
Well, praise the Lord. God is good all the time.
Yes, amen. God. Amen.
And to God be all the glory. I say, yes, Lord. I thank you. Thank you, Father, because some people don't get the opportunity to see 60 years. And then
yes, ma'am.
And when the Lord, I give praise to God for each and every day. God knows I do. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Me too. Every little thing. Yeah, I can't wait to hit that big 6-0 in April.
Yes.
Sister Joyce
is a tax baby.
No,
she's a tax baby. Her birthday's on April the 15th.
Oh, yeah. I get in there at last bit of income tax.
Oh, yeah.
That's the cutoff date. Yes, it is.
Class reunion. I know with COVID and everything, a lot of schools have put things on hold, certainly over the last couple of years. Have you heard anything
they're talking about having a 60th birthday party this year.
Really?
You know, yeah. I was talking to a couple of people on the DM last week about venues or where we could have it at.
try to have it like, you know, when it's warm and we can be outside in a outside venue. I'll keep you posted about it.
Yes, that would be really, really lovely. So please, 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 if you hear anything, keep me posted and let me know where I can kind of connect.
Yeah, I would. I think that's going to be something we all who can and will want to come and celebrate class of 80, you know, all these 60-year-old babies.
Yes, that would be real good to see our classmates again, some I hadn't seen in quite some time.
Oh, yeah. I see some of them on Facebook. I can't believe, you know, I guess they look old, and I'm thinking, well, I guess I look old, too, because I'm like, oh, did I get old? My husband say, they just as old as you. But it's funny when you're looking at somebody else, you can say, ooh, they look old. Like, they the same age you.
Well, I will say this. God has a way of when you're his child and you're trying to live a godly life, it helps to restore and maintain youthfulness. That's his word. He said, I will satisfy your with good things and restore your youth as I do that of the eagles. That's what he said.
Well, it's true. It's true. I really can contest, mm-hmm. attest to that. Mostly all the Christians that I know who are, you know, living that word and being that, they look good. They look good. Mm-hmm. Y'all look good.
Yeah, y'all look good. Just enjoy
mm-hmm.
y'all look good. And if I tell anybody, I'm living a life for Christ, you know, well, the word also tells us to, you know the benefit. It says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. God got a benefit package better than corporate company that you can't even imagine. He got a benefit package.
You better say that. Yes, ma'am. I'm a witness to that. He will take care of you.
Oh, yes, he will. Yes, how old are you?
How old are you? I think I am.
How old are you, Joycelyn?
I'm 63.
What? 63?
Oh, you're right. Say 62.
Because
you had a birthday not too long ago.
You don't look no 63.
That's right.
No, you don't.
No, you don't
look
no
63. What's your birthday,
mm-hmm.
Sister Joyce?
It was January 23rd, and I was 63 years old.
That's
praise
right.
God. I thought she was younger than me.
And when you told me you had a daughter, that I think you told me your daughter was how old?
Yes, she's 38. My daughter, my baby's 38, and my son is 39, and my oldest son is 40.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody would look at Sister Joycelyn think that she had children in their late 30s and one that was 40 years old. Nobody would look at you and they'd say, what?
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, he'll take care of you.
Praise the Lord. And thank you. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Yes,
he will. You know, well, you know they say black don't crack, y'all.
That's right.
I knew you were going.
Praise the Lord.
That's another blessing from the Lord.
Yes,
it is.
It's a blessing.
And I thank him every day. I thank him every day for it.
I really do.
We get by with
the Lord and a little Vaseline.
Praise God. God is good.
All the time. My grandma used to swear by Vaseline now. She put Vaseline on her face and her lid. She had a smooth skin. And it didn't clog her pores or anything. It didn't clog her pores. It made it just made her skin smooth and soft.
That's right. It sure does.
Didn't need all that
fancy
stuff.
Well, my mom.
And of course, she was a woman of God, though.
My mother loved lemon. She would tell you, fresh squeezed lemon. Oh, that's how she said her skin is beautiful. 87 years old.
And praise her skin God. Is
beautiful. Yes,
wow.
Praise the Lord. Jesus.
Yes, it is.
Them old remedies and, work. But
yeah,
she's always had smooth, beautiful skin, too. I hope I get to see her in the near future.
Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, I've been telling her, you and I, how we've reconnected, and she has said, tell you hello as well. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Please tell her I said hello to her. Would love to give her a hug today. What a blessing.
Aggression of your mom and mine together. And she remembered taking her and your mom together.
Oh, that's so sweet. I don't know where it was taken at. I don't even know, but I think it was at some little meeting, you know, that we used to go to.
Somewhere, and it was around the holidays.
Yeah, probably was. They used to go have little meetings around the holidays for the business women and the churches have little stuff, you know, at the places. They look so cute, though.
They did, both of them. I was like, look at there. And that's the first time I've seen it. Yeah, they were looking sharp. Mighty sharp, both of them. Yes, Lord.
Had them high heel shoes on.
Yeah, they were wearing it.
Oh, yeah, God. My mom used to love the high heel shoes. Before her legs got bad, she loved her high heel shoes.
Yes, ma'am. Well, ladies, let's go ahead. And it's been, oh, my goodness, a moment. But let's start out in prayer, and then we'll go ahead and get started. I thank God for the both of you. Lord knows I do, and I was so looking forward to tonight's meeting because, as I said, it just like it's been so long. I don't know. I know it just seems that way.
Seems
that's when you know that you have a loving, good, godly, loving relationship. When you like, okay, y'all like family, and I'm like, when you don't talk to you on the road, like, okay, I haven't heard any voice. I gotta say,
I'm looking for Lord. Last Thursday, I was saying, you know, now we're supposed to be having a meeting. Where is everybody? Nobody called me or nothing.
They just like left me.
Thursday, the blog talk.
I know it, but I'm talking about, you know, I know what you said, but I was just thinking in my head, I would like to talk to him. I guess I need to call him and find what's going on.
What
was going on? Then I would look back on my notes, and I said, "Oh, it wasn't last Thursday; it's this Thursday." I missed you all, and I said, "Yeah, I really was." And I said, "No." Then I look back on my notes, and I said, "Oh, it's this Thursday." Okay.
But the time, it seems like it rolls around and passed and days pass so fast now, you know.
It does.
Wow. And it's sometimes so much going on. Let's start off in prayer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just give you praise. We give you honor. We give you all the glory for being such a wonderful God. I thank you, Lord God, for blessing sisters, Lord God. And thank you, Lord God, for keeping them and watching over them, Lord. And thank you for providing, Father, Lord God. Thank you for meeting their needs. Thank you, Lord God, for keeping them whole and healthy, soundness of mind, Lord God. Thank you that all is well with them, that you continue to just let your blessings rain down upon them and their family members, Lord God. Thank you that there is no lack in their household, Heavenly Father. Thank you that whatever needs that they may have, that they know that they can depend to meet and supply all their need according to your riches and glory, which is in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for granting them faith and your mercy and your everlasting love. Father God,
thank you.
Oh yes, there is benefit being a child of the Most High God, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you that we are those that are called and chosen for a time such as this, Father God. We love you, Lord. Now we together to plan and plan for your daughters, Lord God, and plan to be able to bring forth ministry to them and equip them with things that will help them to be able to live this life and walk this Christian journey, Lord God, upright and be fulfilled, Lord God, with everything that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on Calvary in order for them to have, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Lord Jesus. All the praise. Now, as we come together, Lord, give us creativity, Father. Give us wisdom. Give us insight on what you will have for us to do to be able to bless your people, Father. And we will forever give all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Give God praise. We praise. Thank you, Father. Well, ladies, we are coming up on our third Queen Talk program. As of next Thursday, March the 3rd, 3/3/2022, and I initially I had spoken with, what's the young lady's name? I'm sorry, Gretchen, help me out with her name.
The lady.
Initially, I had spoken with Danielle, and she, when I talked with her, said that she knew that she, in the busyness of her schedule, would not be able to, definitely not be able to be a guest before March. But when I spoke with her, and I have not heard back, and I think probably given, and she told me she would get back with me, but she did not confirm March, okay? And so because she did not confirm March, I'm still not just saying that she would not at any point be able to assist us, but she told me definitely she knew it would not be before March because she was a real busy schedule. And so I understood that. And what I've done, I had the opportunity, I think the program for February went very well. And not only thank the program February with Sister Justina Awani, Dr. Awani went well, but I also was left afterwards. I had several women to say, one, that they were not able to tune in that that particular night, and if there was any way that they would be able to access the program, so I shared with them that they could access the archives program on our website. And but that's not like actually being there, being able to address your questions. Two, I had others were just yearning for more. They wanted to know, you know, even though we were there for a little over an hour and a half, they still wanted to find out more information because that's such a vast field. And so, you know, and there's so many entities to holistic health, healing, and being able to live, you know, your life in optimal health from a holistic standpoint. And so what I've done, praise God, I talked with the Sister Justina again, and I asked her if she would be willing to do a part two. And absolutely, she would love. She said, I was hoping you would even call me. The Lord just kept putting you in my spirit over and over again because I said, and I shared with her what I've just shared with you, and I said, and there were women that they want to know more. They want to hear more. They want to know more. And I said, also, too, I said, in addition to talking about the holistic herbs and the medicinal properties of the herbs, I said, people also need to know about meal preparation. I mean, how do you take those herbs and apply them? How do you apply them, for instance, in your meals, in your foods? Which ones would be for which foods? How do you take your foods and be able to prepare them to be able to get the greatest benefit from the nutrients and vitamins within your foods? What foods, because also, too, some people don't know, there are certain foods that you should not mix together. That's not healthy for you to be able to combine them due to the acidity of the foods, due to, you know, that foods that of how they complement and need to complement one another. How do you do that? So meal preparation. Also, too, how do you take these herbs and or what's the best way to be able to use them and which ones can you use? For instance, if I'm preparing, I don't know, greens, for instance, turnip greens, collard greens, you know, is there a way that you can use these particular herbs to season your meals, whereas you don't? What's a good alternative to use instead of meat? Hello? You know, that way use to help to season your foods as well. Juicing, you know, a lot of people, including myself, are into juicing. How do you take the fruits and vegetables and be able to juice them to be able to get the best benefit? What kind, we always, I know I am, as well, looking for new recipes to try.
Amen.
To help, you know, that help to benefit your body. And so I mentioned to her, I said, we need to bring you back. We need to bring you back. We do. Even down to hydration, what's the best type of water to drink? How much water should you drink? What's the benefit of putting filter systems on your water, even on your tap, to make sure that you're not getting all the toxins and so forth through your tap, you know, all of these things sometimes I don't think about. So
that's right.
I say that has agreed to come back for part two on March the 3rd. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, that's because my sister, she missed it, and another person missed it, and I was telling them how great it was. I'm like, I wish y'all could have heard it because it was just so good. So I'm glad it's coming back. She's coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And this, when you put your flyer on your page, would you please put, you know, make it shareable so I can share it to my page and share it with all my friends and family.
Yes, yes, yes.
You put a flyer out. I can't get it because it's not shareable.
Yes, I remember we talked about that, and I may have called you again and say, okay Greta, how do I go in? So put it out there, and I think what I'll do as well, I put it out there, I believe, the day before. I might put it out there several times during the week just to let at the prior coming up to it, so at least maybe two times or three times that week. So that people will be able to benefit.
Yeah, let it sit up there for the entire 5 or 6 days before the program.
Okay.
Yeah, put it up there every day. Yeah, because most of the people, they in their 40s and 50s or 60s like me, and they'll forget, you know, they get like a half a day warning, they forget. So you have to tell them every day. Just put it up there. Yeah, I'll just run it every day. If you print it out on your post, I'm gonna put it on my post, and I'm gonna just make sure it pops up every day.
Okay. How do you do that? I told you I'm just trying to get tech savvy. So do I
That's
have to
right.
actually
yeah.
post every day, or is there a way that when I put it out there one time to have it to automatically post each day? Is there a way to do that, or do I actually physically have to post it every day?
No, once you put it out there, it'll be on your post, you know, till you take it down, you know. But, it'll probably show, you'll be on that feed, you know, they call your feed. And so it'll come up for a few days. Yeah, it'll come for a few days. But so I can make sure people see it every day. Or just more than I want them to see it. I'll just post it every day. I'll just repost it every day so it's fresh, you know, so it keeps popping up real regular, you know.
Okay.
It won't be on a rotation. It'll be just like when I do my little morning thing, I just do it with that every morning. I'll pop one up there.
All right. Thank you. Since you submitted
I'll pop it up there. Yeah, you put it out there one time, and I'll make sure I run it for the whole week on my post.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. So what I will do Monday morning with the Monday post, as a matter of fact, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday. I better start Saturday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. And then, that'll be five days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll put it out
do
it. Saturday morning.
Okay. And I'll get it, and I'll repost it every morning, and I'll talk about it or something, you know. Can't wait until our next Queen meeting. Hope to see you there. It's going to be awesome. Going to have some wonderful ideas and, you know, discussion on health for the Queen. So just, you know, just talk it up. And then people just get it in their mind and keep on thinking about it.
Okay. Good. Good, good, good. Praise God. Thank you for that.
No problem.
Because it is a very, very important topic. And she and I were talking actually again this morning. And I love her heart. I love her spirit. Because talking about the financial piece, and I said, she got quiet, and she was like, I told you, you know, you aren't even supposed to talk about this. She said, do you, she told me, she said, you know, she said, I don't want any money, no money. I said, okay. I said, but there are other ways that I can compensate because I just want to do something for you. She said, if you do anything for what the Lord has told me to do, then you robbing me of my blessing. Oh, okay.
That's right. She said, get out of her blessing. Yeah.
No,
because
so
God,
okay.
God can be blessed way better than a human can.
Yes. I say, I will just receive that. And praise God, because that's just her heart. I mean, wow. Yeah, she just has such a heart to help God to help.
You can hear her spirit through the phone. You can hear her gentle spirit and her Christ-like heart. And it was very refreshing. I could have listened to her all night long.
Yes. Amen.
Lord knows I need that information she was talking about. My goodness.
I need to get her phone number. I need to give her a call. My husband used to talk to her about this glaucoma that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I want to get some more insight on this so that she can help me with this thing with the herbs. You know, I know we talked about it briefly because it was so much, but I need to get it more deeper. More deep in
you need to contact her and let her do a consultation with him specifically.
Yes.
And she, like we had said before, she will talk with you, talk with him, pray and ask the Holy Spirit to give her guidance and direct specifically what he needs. And I love her approach to tailoring her approach to one's health, because you know all of our bodies are different, and so the Holy Spirit, she tells you that she goes before the Lord and she prays and asks him specifically what does each individual, each client need, and is led by the Spirit and follows the Spirit with the planning of what she prepares for them. So hold on one second. I can pull that up here. Mm-hmm. So I thank God for her that she committed to being on, and she said, I'll be on as many times as you need me. I said, okay,
amen.
Praise the Lord.
God is
praise
Jesus.
The Lord.
Looking forward to it.
Praise the Lord. Well, Pastor, your question, have you all thought about this here? Praise the Lord. This is a blessing. You know how she was talking about what different ones need for different things, right? And you know we're saying that the people's about, you know, if they have any questions about anything, then just like you were saying earlier, she would have to get with you and pray with you and talk with you. And she would talk to the Lord, so she'd be able to help you even more by the grace of God.
Yeah.
And it would help a whole lot, because I know that, like, the people want to know what can they eat, what can they drink, the juices and all like that. And with in details, she talks to you personally.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
That would be able to help you even more
by
the
grace
of God.
Yeah.
And somebody who's in tune with Christ, too. Somebody in tune to the Word of God. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. It's a wonderful combination, and I think it's an answer from. It's just an answered prayer, I believe. It's just an answered prayer. The saints have been crying out to God for help, and we're suffering so bad with our health and all these diseases and things that are coming upon us and our food. And in an hour like this, and Lord has sent us somebody, and I'm just so full and grateful. I just said, Lord, you just so, he even helped us with our food, y'all. He helped us with our bodies. He's just such a good God. You know?
Yes,
he will
he
not
is.
Leave
that's, us. He is, just you know, you say that all the, you know, everybody's body is not the same. So, you know, we are here for diabetes, but what she wants, seem like to me, praise God, is that she talked to the Lord first. And what
right,
God
yes. That's wonderful.
And, you know, that's it. And that's a blessing right there, because you, when you talk about it, you don't think, well, okay, this is for diabetes, this is for everybody. But like you said earlier, she pray about it and what God gives her, because everybody's it's not the same.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And it's a blessing. It really is. It's a blessing that we can have this.
Mm-hmm. It is.
It
really is.
And this is, we have to get more involved. You know, you have to, you know, we have to say, well, okay, this is my body. Okay, Lord, what would you have me to do? And, you know,
right,
we have
right.
the doctor here, Dr. Jess,
mm-hmm.
she's here. Praise the Lord. And so we have to go with, you know, get the understanding. And as soon as we get the understanding, we can go forth even more. What do you all think?
Yeah.
Because well, everybody's saying, well, okay, she said this is good for diabetes, but she just said this is not for everybody. It might be a little different because your body is different.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. We all different sizes and different, you know, at some people own different illnesses and heights and everything and eating different things in different parts of the country. And she knows. God will tell her what is. It's true. You just can't just give everybody one dosage of the same thing. It's not going to work right. Everybody needs
that's
their special dosage. And I think that's one. This may be one of the most important queen memes that we'll ever do is this one right here with health and healing for the body. Because this
yes.
is something in the body of Christ is in dire need of.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. It is such an on-time topic, an on-time word, because it truly, the word of God tells us, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. And there are people
mm-hmm.
that are dying every day because
yeah.
of these various types of health issues that they face.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them are preventable. Many of them
oh, yeah.
can be turned around, even if, you know, you have doctors that tell you, oh, no, you know, you are diagnosed with this, basically it's like a death sentence. You know, there's nothing that can be done. Oh, it might not
yes.
be anything that's done from their standpoint, but they don't know the God
yes.
you serve.
So
that God says there is nothing that is impossible for him. Nothing. Absolutely
that's
nothing.
Right. That's
amen.
So true.
Yep.
Lord. And so,
and I
you know,
everything we need, most of everything we need is right here on earth. God has left it here on earth for us. We just have to discover it and find it and ask the question to the person who knows where it is. All these seeds and plants and oils and herbs and ointments, and they're all for the healing of the body of Christ. They're all for us. And we just dismissed them for so long, but it's time to come back to the natural way.
For the healing of the nation. For
mm-hmm.
the healing of, that's what, the plants and herbs, healing of the nation. And
mm-hmm.
the word of God tells us that, you know, and also, too, to prove that it's so, as I shared, that certainly our people, hello, there was a period of time when they had to depend on everything that was natural, because there was one
mm-hmm.
there was a period of time when the doctors, they would not come to see them. Hello? Talk to your great-grandmother. But they would not come to see black people, and certainly back during the time of slavery, they wouldn't, because they didn't see you as a person in the first place. Hello?
That's
they
right.
They saw you as property. So they
that's
they
right.
would not send the doctors that other races of people had access to care for those black people. No, they would not. They wouldn't.
Yep.
And then, so yep. that's why grandmama knew how to go out, and she would go, I can tell you my grandmother, go out into the yard, go out into the field and gather together herbs and plants and
sure.
boil this types of leaves and make poultices out of, you know, this type of
with these various types of natural ingredients.
That's right. That's how they did it. And it worked. And they brought hundreds, and they brought millions of children into the world like that without hospitals and anesthetic and medication and epidurals and vaccine. They didn't have none of that. But as they say, we heal.
Yeah.
We's heal. We's heal.
Hello.
They were healthy, too.
Praise the Lord.
It works.
Oh,
yes,
yeah. It still works. It still works, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the napkin and all the stuff.
She takes this. Familiar with sea moss?
No, I've never heard of sea moss.
Well, I've heard of it.
You know, Sister Justina takes sea moss. And she makes juices out of it. And she can take sea moss and she'll add the herbs in with the sea moss. And then she'll add, like, fresh fruit in with it to make it really palatable. And she has the baked salt sea moss, strawberry sea moss, cranberry sea moss. Girl, you hear when I'm telling you it is so tasty. And it's so good, and you chill it, and it gives you so much energy, and so good. It's just like when you're drinking it, you can feel like you're drinking revitalization of life into your body. I'm telling you, and I'm not afraid. And so I was like, wow.
I always feel like that when I put raw vegetables or fruits in my body. I always feel like it's like I'm plugging myself into a charger. Like it just regenerates me. It's amazing. It's like, wow, it feels so good. I guess because of the life in the plant and the fruit, it gives you life.
Yeah.
It gives us life. You know, and all the cooking and everything just tears it up.
Mhm. Yes, green juices, they have phytosterols, phytonutrients in them, and it goes, and because of it's in a juice form, it goes directly into your bloodstream. And when it goes into your blood, then it goes certainly into the areas of your body and cells, even, you know, organs and cells, et cetera, even quicker. And it causes just that, a revitalization of your body.
Amen.
Yes, and
Amen.
Talks about how some of the countries, how they use black sea moss. And I guess, you know, she told me that she knows in a specific area where they use black sea moss, and they have people that are living well past 100 years old. And
Praise God.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got to get her back on so I can take some notes and I can make an I need to make an appointment for her to speak with her and stuff and examine my life. Get me on the right track.
And also, don't just have to be here. She has it where she will mail product because she sends her juices everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I saw her. You don't see she got a website. She got a website shows all her products. And I'm like, she's on the ball now. She's on the ball now.
And she puts it out there on the website, on Instagram, et cetera. You don't have to be. She was telling me of this lady that was in New Jersey. You know, that she's been on her product for a while, and the lady was healed from breast cancer. So, and that's just one, you know. So, so all you need to do is talk with her. Oh, I have those numbers for you, Sister Joyce Lynn.
Okay. Could you give them to
Tell me?
What,
Okay. All right, there are two. The first number is 770.
Uh-huh.
771-4633. 4633? Yes. 4633? Yes, that's okay. The number I was talking on tonight. And the other number, and for some reason today it was not allowing me to connect with her and go through, but I'm going to give it to you. Normally it is operative, and we got into the conversation. I didn't address why that one wasn't working today, but I'm going to give both of them to you. So if one doesn't work, try the other one. Except the other number is 770.
770, okay.
Uh-huh. 882.
882, okay.
6473.
Okay.
And her name is spelled Jestina, J-E-S-T-I-N-A.
Okay, I got
you. Okay. And the last name is Awani, capital A-W. A N I.
Okay, I got that. Okay.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Justina Awani, yes. And her business is Nature We Belong. Nature We Belong.
Nature.
Mm-hmm.
We Belong.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay, thank you so much. Nature, we belong,
yep.
And I got the phone with Dr. Justina Awani.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You're very welcome.
Yes, so I can give her a call.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Do that. She'd love to hear from you. And tell her who you are, you know, we're on with the program, that you're on the planning committee for Queen Talk, that you are one of the ministers that helps with the planning of Queen Talk along with myself. Let her know who you are, and also share with her, you know, that you had heard her on the program before. So
yes.
You'll be able to talk with you and your husband, as I said, and be able to talk one-on-one to find out exactly what.
Okay, yes, thank you so much, and I will be giving her a call.
Yes, ma'am. Also, even where my husband is concerned, and she's researching that right now. So that particular condition, very timely that you would go ahead and give her a call, you know, in the next week.
Yes,
because she's pulling together herbs and such as well.
Okay, we'll give her a call tomorrow in the morning.
Okay.
Around about 11.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to make sure I had got the phone number and everything from all the information that I needed, you know, to talk with her.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm supposed to go up on Friday because I have some juices that she's making that I need to pick up as well. Any particular questions that you all would like for her to put on her list of questions to address? I told her that I would ask you, ladies.
Well, I don't have anything not at this time, because when I give her a call, she will, you know, give me the information that I need on, you know, what I had asked about the last time about the glaucoma. You know, and right now I don't have anything else. I would like to know about the juices. I know you said she do juices also, the different kinds.
Okay.
And that she does that. And so I was going to ask her about that on Friday anyway myself. And that's my concern for right now.
Okay.
It really
And are there any questions that you all can think of that the audience might, that are relevant to just the population at large, and especially women at large, that we might want mm-hmm. her to address?
Well, I think mental health is a big thing. A lot of people experiencing anxiety and depression. I know I get a lot of anxiety sometimes, and it would be nice to have something that was natural that I know that could be calming or relaxing, that you could take or drink or, you know, aromatherapy or some sort, something to alleviate some of the stresses that we're all dealing with in this topsy-turvy world.
Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah, I got it. Anxiety, depression, stress relief. Okay. And then this and juicing, her types of juice, and then, as I said, juicing as well. And then also, too, with the anxiety, depression, stress relief under that mental health umbrella, a lot of people, mm-hmm. including myself, deal sometimes with short-term memory loss, you know. And I yeah. know that there are just to help to boost cognition and cognitive mm-hmm. development. You know, they talk about, like, ginkgo biloba. That's mm-hmm. one that's been around for a while that they said that, you know, is very good at helping with that. And so I would like to know as well, you know, what other type of supplement tea she would recommend for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll make sure both of those things, the juices as well as those, that would impact mental health as well on the list that I, because I told her I would send her a list of questions as well that I would just like to have her to address before we open the line up to just questions from the audience.
And
yeah.
also, too, you can ask her about, like, the energy, because some people get so tired about the change.
Yeah.
Energy, mm-hmm. fatigue,
arthritis.
Fibers, arthritis.
If there's anything, mm-hmm. arthritis, joint pain.
Arthritis and joint pain.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Praise
someone asked continence issues as well. So I put that down
mm-hmm.
as that. Yes. And also, too, you know, even though people don't want to talk about it, but there are,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that there are herbal supplements that help with your sex drive, because men, women, they are with all of these other substances. There are natural substances that help as well. You know, after you
yeah.
get old, people talk about all of these things and like Viagra and everything else that. Yeah, that is, mm-hmm. Those things are toxic as well. Hello?
Yeah.
And so if put everything here for the healing of the nation, I guarantee you it's an herb out there that will help and assist with
yeah.
the relative things like that.
Oh, yeah. Put that down, yes.
Yeah. And for acid reflux also, some people have a lot of problems. Trouble with that.
Yes. Acid reflux. Yes. And all of these are things that we didn't talk about the first time around. We talked a little
right.
bit about arthritis, butt pain maybe, but these are the things, these are new issues that we haven't addressed, and that's great. A lot of these are. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I think, I'm trying to think. Yes.
It's just so much out there. It really is.
I know.
Yes.
So much.
And we did talk about immune boosters, but I think given everything that's going on with COVID, it might touch upon that again because of for the people that were not on the line
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we've got about 3 more minutes. As I say, I want to be respectful of you all's time. I think we got another program going here, ladies.
Amen.
Strong, praise God. Strong topics and programs benefit God's women, God's families, God's people. Yes. So we give praise. We give God the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. I will go ahead and get that flyer out. Like I said, I'm going to try to remember what you told me about how to share it. But if I don't remember, I'll be giving you a call then, Minister Gretchen. I will.
All right. When I see you put it out there, I'll be trying to, I'll be trying to get it. And if I can't get it, I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Yeah, if I can't get it.
And then also, you can, Pastor Constance, you know the flyer, just send it to me, just message it, send it to me in a text. And then I'm in a group text. The doctor just sent it all to the ladies again.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Group text. Sounds real good. All right. I will do that.
Okay.
All right. Y'all want to, I don't know who closed us out the last time. We'll go in alphabetical order. Sister Gretchen. Will you go ahead and close us out, please?
Yes, ma'am. God bless you both. God bless you both. Father, Heavenly God, we thank you so much for this meeting today, Lord. It's been a blessing to my soul, a blessing to my spirit, Lord, and a blessing to my physical body, Father. I thank you so much for these two people of God, Lord God. Father God, I thank you that you're blessing this ministry, Father God, and that we will go forth and heal many, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, let many know about the healing and the power and the love of Jesus Christ, Father God. That's all we want, Father God, is for those to know you for the free pardoning of their sins, Father God, and they may walk in the light till eternity. Lord God, we pray that each of us will go back to our families, Father God, and everything will be well as it was when we left, Father God. We ask all these blessings in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
God
bless you both. Y'all sleep tight.
Thank you.
Yes. Praise God. Same to you. You all have a very blessed rest of the week. And I will look to you next on Queen Talk. Hallelujah.
Okay. God bless you all.
Love you both
Now.
Bye-bye. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.